email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Comedian Garrod Farley has joined us. His Garrod Rage, I see what you did there, Garrod Rage show is coming to Vicar Street next April. Next April, 2025.
Yeah, next April. It's the tour starting in October and I'm going to Edinburgh first in August to just, you know, punish myself for a month to get it ready.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited about it. I decided to do Garrod Rage because I'd done Garrod Less Travelled, which I tried that in Edinburgh and it didn't really, people were calling it Garrod Less Travelled, which is a very different show.
Because they don't get the Irish thing.
They don't. I remember having a stand-up row with somebody. I remember having a woman stood up in one of my shows and said that is not the way G-E-A-R-O-I-D should be pronounced.
It's my name. Leave me alone.
Then, I mean, she was so convincing she had me second guessing myself.
So, Garrod Rage. The 25th of April, 2025. Just on Edinburgh. It sounds like a grueling thing. Do you have any fun there at all? So it's every night for how many nights?
It's 30 nights. It's or 28 nights.
And you do your own marketing, PR, hand out flyers? Do you? No.
Well, you know, you hand over loads of money to people that you think will do that.
Okay.
But when you go over, you do your show every night, but you're also doing compilation shows and showcases during the day. And then you're kind of checking numbers, going, do I have an audience? And then you realise you've got a critic in, but you've only got a 50% house. You're like, I need to up the sales. So it's stressful for a month. And we all have our day where you have your little breakdown and decide you're going to go and become a nurse or a guard.
And never going to come to Edinburgh again. And
exactly.
August, the year after, you're there again.
Yeah, and there's a coffee shop just on the Royal Mile that everybody sits in. And if you see a comedian in there, they're probably crying. You know, you go over and say, it'll be grand. You're just having the day that we all have in Edinburgh.
Right, okay. And your cat had a day today.
My cat had a day.
What's your cat's name?
My cat's name is Boots.
Right.
And we were away. We got home at 12 o'clock last night. And this morning, woke up and the cat just walked by us and her back leg wasn't working. So we did what you always do when your pet is sick, which is you run down to the vet.
You panic.
Big panic. Brought her down to the vet. Paid €90 to discover she had a dead leg. There's absolutely nothing wrong. I don't know why I do this. When I go to the doctor, I have to be dead to go to the doctor. There needs to be something falling off me. And I go in and I pay €70. But if the cat looks at me crooked, I'm running to the vet with her, just going, oh, she's a bit down. She's not herself. And it's just €90, hand over fist, every time. But no, there was nothing wrong with her. She's absolutely fine. What happened was, we got in, we gave her loads of food, loads of cuddles, played with her, and then she just passed out in her bed. And I think she just literally had a dead leg.
She slept on it wrongly.
I think she just slept on it wrong. Yeah, the way you do when you get a little bit old.
Where were you?
I was in Paris.
Right.
Yeah, it was lovely. Do you know what? I have to say I love the French people because they don't care whether you live or die. It's something you don't, you get it a little bit in London, but it's nothing like the French. I mean, you are just, they wave you out of their way like you're just this little irrelevance. It's absolutely incredible. We sat having a drink, kind of like an intersection of about five roads where there was five different zebra crossings. So you're essentially, you're on the honour system as to who goes first. And it was carnage. Absolute carnage. People just driving through. Everyone is just so entitled. It's amazing.
There's now, the Arc de Triomphe, isn't it? I think there's 11 lanes around this. Now, somebody will correct me if I get this wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we were told once, because we filmed beside it for the Den, we were told that when you take out car insurance, it doesn't apply for that roundabout.
No, I could well believe it. Because I think everyone is just so get out of my way. We're also, I think it's a generational thing now. I know I sound really old saying this, but I do think that when you look at people at the moment, that we're all a little bit self-involved with ourselves. I was at the Eiffel Tower the other night and everyone was taking photographs of themselves. And I don't just mean normal, a little selfie with the Eiffel Tower. I mean, there were people with ring lights.
Yeah.
And I was like, the Eiffel Tower is behind you. You can take a photograph.
That's the world we live in. People have to present this curated version of their lives and it has to look good and the angle has to be right and the makeup has to be right and the clothing has to be right and it has to be styled and all that sort of thing.
I know. And it just, I fair play to them because getting photographs.
Where else did you go? Did you go to any of the other lesser known places? Isn't there a famous bookshop there in Paris?
Yes, I went to the Shakespeare and Co. bookshop. Right. That was incredible because when you walk in there, they say to you, no phones, no photographs. So we're like, oh, peace, lovely. So we walked in, we had to queue to get in. And when we walked into the middle, there was a woman climbing up a ladder and one of her friends was passing books to her. And there was another woman with one of those digital SLR cameras taking a photograph of this. They say no photographs, but they were in the middle and they were shooed out. But the woman was highly indignant. She's like, this is promoting your store. I'm promoting your store. It's like this queue around the block.
But you see, you know, like I did Bon Voyage years ago, back in the 90s.
So, yeah. Don't admit something like that on the radio, right? Don't. You look too young.
So I remember there's one particular shot of me disembarking a train in Florence with denim shorts and a salmon coloured t-shirt tucked into my
and hair.
But back then that was an oddity. Somebody plotting their holidays. They were doing it for a program which appeared on television. Now everybody's doing their own little
everyone's making a travel
program.
Show. And nobody's watching it. Like, you see these people doing an Insta Live to three people. And you're like, well, give it up. Like, go out in the garden.
When are we going to cop on? We know better. And are you sufficiently good at French to hold a conversation?
No. I'm not at all. And my boyfriend is under the impression that he is. Which is quite difficult to be around, because he will constantly talk in French and they will look at him and then they'll start to answer him in English. And at one point, a waitress said, "Are you speaking Spanish?" And I was like, "Please, can you just stop? Please just stop doing this. It's very embarrassing."
Yeah, but I think people in other countries appreciate if you make an effort.
I don't know. I think they do in every other country except France. But I think in France, they're like, please stop doing this to our language.
All right,
please.
Right.
Yeah, please. Yeah, it's embarrassing
yes,
for everybody.
I'm just looking. So, Garode Farley, tickets are on sale Friday. That's today. And it's on next April. And you're cuffed and you have some sort of chains around your ankles as well.
That was the photo shoot I did. I had to go to London to do that photo shoot, and they decided all of the props they needed for the photo shoot, and I had to buy them in Dublin. So I did have to go to a very specific shop to buy leg shackles and handcuffs. That would fit a grown man.
It's not a shop that are experts in security. It's a different type of shop.
It's absolutely not. And you can get out of those handcuffs if you need to. But I had to bring them through Dublin Airport.
Oh, no.
I know. Of course. Like, of course we know what happened.
Yeah.
Like, the bag was opened. I had all these other ridiculous props in it, like big lollipops, like a rubber duck. And they just were looking at me. And I was like, you know what? I'm not having this conversation, because I have to say I'm doing a photo shoot. Room
yeah, 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 yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing it. And they swabbed the rubber duck, I would say 15 times, and every single time it squeaked.
They were checking for illicit drugs. That's brilliant. See that? But that's material.
Exactly. Yeah.
Grode, stay with us, because we have Kalini Lua over in Studio 8, Katie, Evelyn, Tara, and Laura. Hello.
Hello, Ray.
You're still there.
This one.
Yeah, say again.
We know you love this one.
Yes,
so this one's for you.
Oh, thank you very much.